Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I don't even know, honestly. Like, I've been having to check the time. I had to check what day it is. I am so flipping tired.
Yeah.
The power was like on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off, all night long.
What?
Starting at 11:30, and you hear it go out. I mean, we run with a fan on, a couple fans, and, you know, there's some night lights and stuff in the house. And, yeah, about 11:30, you hear it go, and everything stops, and it's pitch black and just silent.
And the silence, I was like, the silence is eerie when that happens.
Yeah, and you wake up, and you're like, oh, power's out. So then, you know, I'm immediately sitting there going, well, at least it's 11:30. Hopefully it'll be on by 3:30 when I get up. And then I'm thinking, well, what if it's not? I don't want to open up the fridge and get my lunch stuff out. Yeah. You know, I got to get out of the garage, so I'm going to have to go pop it and open it manually. And then I don't want to leave Nicole and the kids home alone without any power. And,
oh, yeah.
And then it comes back on, and we're like, woohoo! And then you hear the air and everything kick on, and then,
oh no, it went out again.
And then,
oh,
and
gosh.
Then,
it
went, and then, and I'm on my Excel app and I'm reporting outages, and I see the substation that I know powers us down by me, and there's a big red dot on it, and it says it should be restored by like 12:30. I'm like, okay, good. So I'm trying to come down, and I was like, okay, just go back to sleep, go back to sleep. So I'm still awake, and then I hop on there again about a half an hour later, and it says determining damage, so that it's been removed the time that it should come back on, and it just says determining damage, and I'm like, well, crap.
Yeah. Oh,
welcome,
man,
to the 1800s. But then it finally kicked back on. I don't even know what time it was, 2:33, something like that. Part of the problem is my son, he's a bit of a worrywart. And when his fans and stuff went off in his room, he's up. Whenever the power goes out in the middle of the night, he's up. And then you see, like, flashlights going in the hall, and he's up, and he's waking everybody
up. Power's out!
Let them know that the power's out. He's waking his sister up. He's waking Nicole up. And I'm like, you don't need to do that. Just roll back into bed. Just sleep it off, and we'll deal with it in the morning. But that was part of it. All that, checking the map, my son's up with flashlights.
It's like, you don't need power when you're sleeping, though.
Dad!
Let me sleep. I just want to sleep.
No, you did roll in here, though. I felt bad because I got a great night's sleep. Like,
I
slept so good last night, straight through, until you walk in here. I'm like, oh, good morning. You're like,
ugh. And then Katie goes, you look like you got a bad night's sleep. I was like, I know. I got bags under my eyes,
no.
Katie Cat.
You look
and
so
it's
tired.
Funny, as you lay there, too, you're like, you know, I feel like I'm fairly prepared with things. You know, I've got some flashlights and some extra food and water and stuff like that. But you truly start thinking as you're laying there, like, I'm prepared, but I don't know if I'm that prepared, like, if this were to go on for a few days.
Really?
And then you start thinking about, like, oh, man, what if China and Russia, you know, shuts down the power grid, and I have to, you know, try to survive for the next couple months with no power like this every night. That's just where my mind goes, you know? I'm like,
absolutely.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, where are the can openers, the manual can openers, if we need to open cans? Like, where are the candles at? So that's what I'm thinking about as I'm laying there.
Well,
a lot of deep thinking from that.
Yeah, I know. Just the comfortability of having power in this kind of heat.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you haven't even brought up that. You would be sweating.
Oh, and it instantly got hot. Our upstairs gets hot.
Yeah.
And the fans were off. The ceiling fan was off. And there's no AC. So within an hour, I was like, oh, my God, I'm kicking covers off and everything.
Yeah.
But it really does make you realize how dependent we are on electricity.
Absolutely.
And if it were to go down, like, it would be hitting the fan, you know? People would be freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
And then I heard cars firing up in the neighborhood and driving off. And I was like, are they like heading over to Walmart right away to stock up on water and food?
No.
Should I be out there right now stocking up?
Do you have like a generator if need be?
Yeah, I got a generator. But then I was thinking, I was like, are my gas containers full?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go to next. Like, you got to go to the gas station.
So it was a lot of thinking last night, you guys. A lot of thinking, a lot of thinking.
What time did it pop on for good?
Do you know?
It was...
Three,
two. I don't even know. I don't even know where I'm at right now.
You don't even know if it's on now. It's probably still up.
Buddy. That's the worst, man.
The other thing that went on last night is Nick Nack and I were going back and forth about how much our metabolism has slowed down. And we're both just trying to stay ahead of it. And, you know, she's in that phase where she's like, I'm not seeing results. And I'm like, I'm seeing a few results, but not in the areas that I want. I've noticed it's hard to get it off the old love handles and gut anymore, you know. And she's talking about her legs and da-da-da. And I was like... Babe, at this point, it's just all about maintaining versus looking like a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You got to just maintain at this point.
Whatever you brought into this stage of your life, that's what you're working
and
with.
And we've had that conversation. It's like, you've got to think about, like, put yourself 20 years down the road. You're going to look back and be like, man, I wish I had the body that I had when I was in my 40s. So we're just trying to embrace where we're at and what we have right now. And then I kind of made her feel a little bit better. I'm not trying to body shame or anything, but I was just, it's one of those conversations where it's like, it's coming for all of us. And some pictures of Jennifer Love Hewitt popped up on my Instagram feed this morning because she's out promoting her new movie. Girl's gotten thick, you know, she's pushing 50, I think.
Yeah.
And I showed him to Nick Nack today. I was like, even the 90s heartthrobs are battling with this stuff. It's just the process of aging, you know.
It is. Well, even, you know, I just saw a story about Jessica Biel, who, when you think of Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake's wife, gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Absolutely
perfect, right? She has a new role that she had to train for, and her body is, like, ridiculous. But she talked about it, and she's like, that is not maintainable. That is a ridiculous, strict regimen that I had to follow so closely. And she's like, most people could never do that, couldn't work out 6 hours a day, you know? But her to get a rock-hard body the way she did for her role.
With trainers, dieticians.
She's in her 40s, so it's like, to think of an actress who has all of these amenities and all these things afforded to her,
even she's saying
a hard time keeping it in check.
That's why I told Nicole, I was like, that body is obtainable still. Your legs can be rocking. Not that her legs are bad. Like, I'm looking at her, I'm like, you're still smoking hot. You're fine.
Exactly.
But anyway, you know, we all have our things. But I was like, yeah, you can get back to it if you're spending, you know, 3 hours a day at Orange Theory.
Yeah.
You know, and have a crazy strict diet. I was like, but we're busy parents. You're a busy working mom. I was like, maintain.
Women, there's something that came up for me recently, you know, like on ads and everything on social media. It's a Menno apron is what it's called.
Menno apron?
The minute I saw it, I was like,
I don't want
one of those.
Like
menopause? Yeah, I don't want one. Like, I would rather not have a Menno apron. It is literally waking up with a gut.
Like a front butt?
A little bit of a front butt.
It just happens overnight?
Just happens overnight.
I get that sometimes.
You can take out your sugar, do crunches, whatever you want.
You just get a bloated bubble.
Yeah, nothing's going to take it away. And they're calling it a Menno apron, and it grossed me out.
Like, I'm going to tell you right now.
I don't want one.
I've had a Menno apron, and I don't think I'm going through menopause.
You're right. Like, just popped over overnight. You wake up and you're like, whoa, where'd that come from?
There's days that it's the opposite, that I am bloated and I've got like the front butt and I'm like, oh my God, what did I eat today? One too many slices of bread or something? And I know that I'll sleep it off.
Yeah.
Like the Menno apron will disappear the next day, which it usually does.
Yeah.
But to wake up with one, that sounds horrible.
And it just like happened overnight. You didn't do, I mean, again, you could do so many things for your diet and exercise and things like that, but... It just, as you get older, it really does get harder
to stay in superstar shape.
It's true.
And my lack of sleep today, the other thing I was thinking of is like, well, I'm not going to make it to the gym today.
I know.
I'm going to be too darn tired.
Well, you're going to want a nap.
I'm going to feel like a big old blob today.
And you know what sounds good? A donut.
A breakfast burrito, something with chocolate and sprinkles on it.
Yep, exactly.
I'll take a breakfast burrito with chocolate and sprinkles on it right now because I'm seepy.
Yeah.